More details are emerging of the mass shooting at a Texas primary school yesterday. 19 children and two teachers were killed at the Robb Elementary School in Uvalde. And what is the worst shooting at a US elementary school since Sandy Hook a decade ago? The children who died were aged between 7 and 10, and some of them had just received awards for great schoolwork. Here's Chris Olivares of the Texas Department of Public Safety explaining exactly what happened.
So we had local police officers here from the Uvalde Police Department, school police officers, as well as state troopers that were responded on scene first. They were the primary officers on scene. They heard the gunfire. They saw the shooter. At that point, they were met with gunfire by the shooter. Several police officers were shot.
Wow.
At that point, the gunman, the shooter, was able to make entry into a classroom, barricaded himself, and at that point, it just started shooting children and teachers that were inside that classroom, having no regard for human life, just a complete tragedy, an evil person going into this school and killing children for no reason whatsoever.
With more, here's CNN's Shimon Prokopes.
Authorities saying that they now believe that the shooting all took place in one classroom, with an adjoining classroom, but all of the victims who were shot and injured, all occurring in one classroom after the gunman barricaded himself in this classroom. Authorities, law enforcement that was on scene, was unable to penetrate this door to try and stop him, and they had to wait for reinforcement. And so that took some time. We're also learning of new information, Instagram posts that authorities are reviewing, law enforcement is reviewing, where the gunman posted photos of the guns that he bought. He then tagged someone randomly, a woman who he tagged. She doesn't know him. He doesn't know her. He wrote to her, "I got a little secret." And she then responds, "What your guns got to do with me?" And then he says, "Be grateful, I tagged you." He also says to her, "I'm about to." He doesn't explain what he's about to. But then he says, "I got a little secret." She says she doesn't know him. She was concerned certainly about it, but she didn't know him. So for law enforcement, this is something that they are reviewing. It obviously shows that there was some intent here, that there was some planning. Exactly what he was planning is still unclear.
Now, in a press conference still going on at the moment, Texas Governor Greg Abbott has told media the 18-year-old gunman posted on social media 30 minutes before the shooting, saying he was going to shoot his grandmother, and then soon after posted another social media post about that. Also, just taking a look at that press conference at the moment, still going on. Also, it's been interrupted by Beto O'Rourke and indeed by another individual. We will bring further details to you on that as soon as we have them and they become available.